Welcome to the podcast that teaches you how to transform your life and your business. Here is your host, Rick Hyland, and this is CI for Life.
Hey, welcome to another CI for Life, Continuous Improvement for Life podcast. I'm Rick Hyland. Also, we're running a video at the same time. Today's topic, as you know, on our videos and our podcasts, we're talking about how to help leaders exceed their goals in less time and less stress. And today's topic, I've been asked to talk a little bit more about not just self-care, but actually weight loss for leaders, busy leaders that are sitting around on their desk on video calls all day. How do I actually accomplish weight loss? So that's the specific topic today. The first piece that you need to understand when we're talking about this topic is you need to understand your why. Why are you wanting to lose weight? Because if you can come up with a very powerful why, you're going to drive all sorts of different behaviors in your eating and exercise. So it could be a big macro or long-term goal like your health. For example, my mother has Alzheimer's. Her mother had it. So I'm very motivated to eat well, exercise my brain to try to avoid and or minimize the effects of dementia or Alzheimer's as I age. So that's a very powerful why for me. Another why could be you just want to be your best self. You want to have great energy so you can bring it to your work and your family and those in your circle of influence. It also increases your confidence when you feel good, when you feel good in your clothes, when you feel so you can, that can be another very powerful why. And also to reduce your stress and anxiety. I can't tell you how many the leaders and executives I'm coaching that have a factor of stress and anxiety as they're achieving big things or striving to a big things in their growing businesses. So that's another why to get your health under control, exercise and weight management, eating to help manage that anxiety and stress. So also a short-term why is quite powerful. Had a leader that I was working with last year that lost 30 pounds. And of course, he had all his whys around health and whatnot. But his short-term goal was he wanted to swim in the cage with the sharks and the dolphins on a family vacation at the end of the year with his kids. And they had a weight limit that you had to accomplish or you couldn't go on it. And so that was very motivating. And he accomplished his goal. For me, it's whenever I get races, I still run in races. I ran in 16 or 17 marathons and at least double half marathons and many 10Ks. And whenever I'm getting ready for a race, it's highly motivational to really sharpen my focus on eating in particular, because I always keep a very consistent exercise routine. But I also increase the mileages and the intervals on that too. So have your why, have your long-term why. I even suggest if you're struggling with if that's not motivating you enough, have a short-term why. Get a race in the calendar for biking, running, whatever it might be, swimming, and that'll increase the intensity of your focus on weight loss and exercise and eating right. So anyhow, after that, the big principle, I've read lots of books on it. I'm not a dietitian. If you need more help than on this podcast, please see professionals. But basically, whatever technique and tactic you use, and I'm going to mention several and even mention my favorites, you basically, depending on your age, so this increases, decreases on your age, you have to eat under 2,000 calories. Or the other number to think about is carbs. Keep it 100 carbs or less, including your sugars. That is a big driver for weight loss. If you can keep under 2,000, which is hard if you're eating out, which is hard if you're eating a lot of fatty, high sugar foods. But if you're eating well, you can keep it under 2000 or under 100 carbs, and that's going to help you drive weight loss. Okay. Exercise is also a big part of that. I'll come to that in a minute. But on the eating side, those are the two macro numbers you want to keep it under 100 carbs and under 2000 calories. So there's a whole bunch of techniques inside of that, including vegan, which is basically nothing from eyes, nothing from an animal, not just vegetarian, but vegan. Tried that for a year or two. That can work. No sugar, intermittent fasting, which is basically only, depending on your age again, you can Google this, but only eating in an 8-hour window. But again, you have to keep it under 2000. I know people that have tried intermittent fasting and only eating between noon and 8 p.m. and they're still gaining weight is because they're putting more than 2000 calories in during that 8-hour window. Another technique is high protein, low fat, not eating after 8. So there's a whole bunch of techniques or tools or methods, but basically you have to keep under 2000 calories, no matter what technique you're using. And I'm going to mention my favorites here at the end and what I do. Also, you want to think about, before I jump into exercise, you want to think about your pre-workout supplements, both for your health and for your weight loss. And I'm not going to prescribe a specific one. There's lots in Utah here. There's a company that's just started up called Bucked Up that a lot of people like. But you want to go into your nutrition store, GNC, online, wherever you go, and ask about pre-workout at supplements that are going to drive some weight loss, but also get your system revved up for your exercise. You can have a great workout. You can last longer. The only thing you want to be careful of is caffeine or no caffeine. And even there's varying degrees of caffeine in your pre-workout. Don't get the stuff that causes you to be jittery for a couple of hours. Find a pre-workout that, if you need caffeine, which I do, but just make sure it's not too much that makes you so jittery. That's not a good feeling inside. So I do recommend supplements. I've had Nutrigen testing, and I found out that I'm a little bit deficient on B12. I've got some other pills that I'm taking on fish oils for Alzheimer's, and I'm taking a pre-workout. Supplements are, and I suggest a multivite as well. Supplements are a really important part of staying healthy, staying at a good weight control. Third area, obviously, we're going to talk about exercise. The basic one, you know, we used to say, okay, get at least 20 minutes. Well, if you want to fight aging and weight loss, there's lots of research out today that you need 6 times a week, at least 30 minutes of vigorous exercise. Now, I've seen some people walk or even walk up hills, and that counts. Try to get your heart rate over 120, depending on your resting heart rate, of course, but you're trying to get, if you're at 80, 90, 100, you're probably not getting enough calorie burn to get weight loss. You're getting good health training, okay? But if you want weight loss, you have to get over 120 for 30 minutes, which is a bike or a ride, whatever it might be. But yeah, you got to get movement is the key. Now, this is hard for leaders and executives that are behind the chair all day or on phone calls all day, on Zoom calls. So the other marker I want you to get in your head, particularly for weight loss, is to get over 10,000 steps a day. I recommend 15. And how are you going to do that? Well, you've got to have a good 30-minute to 40-minute cardio in the morning, and then you're going to do a walk at night if you're sitting around all day, or do yard work at night, or go take your dog out or your significant other or your kids. But get a walk, get your steps in, minimally get 10,000. Now on a Sunday, which is my more sedentary day, it's hard to get 10,000, even with a good walk. But if you can on normal days get between 10 and 15, there might be some days if you run a half marathon or you're running yard work all day, you're going to get 20,000, which is awesome. But if you really want to get to weight loss, you got to keep movement and get 15,000 steps a day, plus your good eating. Then you're on a significant, you can actually health really work on your weight loss. And I'll tell you my journey in that at the end. Okay, so let's talk about some tools. I just use an Excel spreadsheet, and many of you that work with me on a regular coaching basis have seen mine and laughed at me on all the things that I track. But basically, you want to set goals, you want to set targets, and you want to track it. So I've shared a couple with you. It could be not eating after 8 or no sugar. You could track that on your spreadsheet, or getting 15,000 steps a day, or getting 30 minutes of cardio. These are all great things to track, both on your food and your exercise. And I just track every month, every day. After my morning routines, I fill it in as a habit, and I don't think about it for the rest of the day until I'm getting my morning routine again, and then fill in how I did on my goals. And so it takes minutes. Don't let the discipline behind that discourage you. Track 3 things about weight and or about eating, and 2 or 3 about exercise, and you'll get weight loss. You'll focus on it. You'll get a target, And then, as I mentioned already, if you have a goal of a race or some kind of fun walk or bike, whatever it might be that you're getting ready for, you're going to get ready. I mean, your motivational self is going to gear up so you can do your very best on that race. Other tools, my son Tanner uses MyFitnessPal. I tried it for a little bit. I went back to my Excel spreadsheet, but it's very good. You're tracking your calories, your macros, your proteins, everything, your carbs per day. It's a really disciplined system. I prefer a little less. I didn't want to enter all my calories. Although if the Excel goals that I've outlined are not working for you, go to MyFitnessPal. It's not that expensive. And you will lose weight if you're tracking that and monitoring your exact. So it's a good little tracking tool there. But to have some kind of tracking tool, whether the Excel spreadsheet or MyFitnessPal, something that keeps you sharp on your eating and your exercise goals, and you will get weight loss. Okay, so that's a little bit about eating, about exercise, about supplements, and about tools. Maybe I should just share my own personal journey for those of you that are hanging on this long on the video and the podcast. Basically, I've always exercised, I love sports. And then in my mid-30s, I had to figure out how to do running and biking because I was getting older and I hadn't improved my eating yet at that point. And so I needed more exercise and it was harder to organize basketball games or whatever. And my skills were declining, let's be honest. So I set up these routines for running and biking that have blessed my life since the mid-30s. And of course, I was a basketball player, but couldn't run a mile at the beginning and had to work up to 10Ks and halves and marathons. So anybody can do it. You just got to have the discipline and the hard work and the tool. And there's lots of, you can Google training for a marathon at certain times or half marathon or 10K, all fun things. Follow that. That'll also give you what you need to do each week. It's super fun to get into as long as it doesn't overconsume your life. This is just part of a balanced life, not your whole life. And so you need to be careful for that, particularly those of you and me like love obsessing over goals. You need to just get a balanced set of goals. So in that, because of exercise, I've always kept between kind of 160 and 180 pounds, even as a traveling consultant for many years. That was harder because you're eating out, you're eating richer foods, etc. And anytime I'd run a marathon, I'd get back down in the low 160s. When I retired at 2019, I tried vegan and not traveling and eating out as much, got down to where I am in mid 155, sometimes a little lower if I'm close to a race. Which is my high school weight. And it feels great, feel confident in my clothes, feel confident in my approach. And I'm on a nice homeostasis there. Don't want to get any lower than that. But I just did it. I still do intermittent fasting too. I liked vegan. It didn't hurt my running at all. It was just social suicide when you go, I can't eat there. And I can't eat that. And it was like, you know, who's this weirdo? We're not going to invite them anymore. So Cheryl and I call it selectarian now, where we've added some fish and chicken, but still trying to follow the principles. And by the way, vegan is not salads and soup. You'll get very tired of that. There's some incredible cookbooks. You can DM me if you want, and I'll share you some of our fave. That it takes a little longer to make a veggie meal with beans and protein in it, but oh my goodness, it's tasty. So don't ever think you're sacrificing taste. You can really get a lot if you make a nice vegan meal, and there's some great cookbooks on that. Basically what you want to do is find something that works for you. Treat it as, here's one more tip, and that not everybody believes this one. Weigh yourself every day. That'll keep you focused. And when you see you're going 1 or 2 pounds up, you know you need to modify. You need to get more steps or check your eating. If you don't, it might be better for your psyche, but it won't be good for your waistline, particularly as a sedentary leader executive sitting in a chair. You need to keep your KPIs on that Excel spreadsheet. And weight is the lagging one, right? All these other ones are leading KPIs that help you accomplish your lag KPI of weight, or even bigger lag is health in the long run, right? The goal is to have high vitality, high energy last few years of life. very motivated in that. And that keeps my why burning bright, is I want to, you know, I don't care if I only have 80 years, but I want them to be high health years and do all the things I can do within my control. That keeps me motivated. And of course, I still run half marathons with my kids once in a while. And I have a senior games 10K in October in St. George every year that I compete in. And that gets me even more focused on health and training and weight loss and getting that maximum power versus weight that you're carrying around for the 10K. So find out your why, develop some techniques at work, treat it like an experiment. Don't treat it as a success and failure. If you're not losing weight, keep reading books, keep listening, DM me. I can help you. We are in our coaching calls. We can talk about this as one of your goals. But it's just treat it as an experiment. Every day when I get on the scale, every day when I get my steps, I fill in my leading indicators, my lag, how I'm eating. By the way, you know, I have a goal, no sugar and don't eat after 8 today. That's the main one that I use, along with intermittent fasting. And I only do that about 67% of the time, maybe closer to 70. And because I have cheat days, I'm a sugar guy. It's hard for me, but even I can maintain at that 60, 70%. If I want to lose, I have to get closer to 75, 80% of the days, keeping to that discipline. Why stop eating at 8? Lots of research that says you want your gut and your everything clear, or at least not loaded down when you go to bed. Really good for weight loss. Last night, we were out in West Valley City doing some service work at a community event. And I was busy doing yard work, getting my steps in, didn't get dinner. So we ate a healthy meal at 9 o'clock. I gained a pound. A healthy meal at 9 o'clock. Lots of research says don't eat late. It just fills your gut. You don't feel good when you don't sleep as well. And so that's, if you're saying to me, Rick, what do you do now to maintain or lose weight? Have a goal, track it. Use some of these techniques like intermittent fasting and not eating after 8 and no sugar. When I say low sugar, right? Everything you drink, everything you eat doesn't have sugar or very low sugar in it. No treats, you know, and look at your carbs and potato chips. You can bounce on sugar and carbs very high and you won't be getting weight loss. So I know that's a lot to think about, but treat it like a project, just like at work. Treat it like a goal. Treat it like an experiment. Don't get discouraged. Just keep learning. Oh, man, that went up. Why? Oh, I ate too late last night. Or, yeah, I had a chocolate bar at Halloween. And my wife made some amazing cookies and I had 6. All right. Bounce back. Learn from that. Get back in your routines. Get back in your habits. Track them. Measure them. Measure your weight each day. It's an experiment. Don't do radical, you know, steroids or stuff that's going to affect your long-term health for short-term gain. That's not the game. The game is long-term health and vitality and energy and maintaining a healthy weight, not my weight, but your weight, a healthy weight for you so that you can feel good, have confidence, have energy, have passion, bring your very best self to work and all your relationships at home and friends. So anyhow, hopefully that's helpful and it's answered some of your detailed questions that you've had around it. DM me if you've got more questions or email me or bring it up in our coaching calls as we talk. Cheers for now. Bye.